This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. We've talked before about French astronomer Charles Messier and his famous list of astronomical objects. Remember that Messier was obsessed with finding comets, and he kept getting irritated by seeing things that he thought were comets that turned out to be, well, not comets. So you can imagine his excitement on the night of May 5th, 1779, when he spotted what he was quite sure was a comet in the constellation Virgo. For several nights, he excitedly made notes about this new comet until the fateful night of May 11th, when he realized the blur in his telescope was not moving across the sky and therefore could not be a comet. He sadly labeled that object Messier Object Number 61 so that other comet hunters would ignore it. As it turned out, M61 is far more interesting than any old comet. With a telescope and a dark sky, you will be able to see that M61 is actually a beautiful spiral galaxy, and it's big. It has at least 300 billion stars, slightly larger than our own Milky Way. It's about 60 million light years away, and is part of the Virgo cluster of galaxies. M61 shows lots of signs of new star formation in its disk, and it's probably a good thing, because M61 also holds the record for something far more, well, explosive. Astronomers have observed no fewer than 7 supernova explosions in M61 in the last century. Supernovas are one of the most violent events in the universe. A single star going supernova can briefly outshine the combined light of the entire rest of the galaxy. To have had 7 such massive explosions in one galaxy is remarkable. So while M61 is having lots of babies, it doesn't seem to end well for a surprising number of old stars. You might say that being in M61 can be a blast. If you'd like to take a closer look at M61 or any of the other wonderful and amazing objects in our night sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up Southern Colorado.